This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. The bailout of the Detroit Public Schools includes a provision to allow uncertified teachers, as we mentioned during the last interview. Pam Grossman is the dean of the Graduate School of Education at the University of Pennsylvania. She's done extensive research over many years in the New York City public schools, evaluating the effectiveness of teachers. So as I mentioned, this deal in the state of Michigan will allow Detroit Public Schools to use uncertified teachers. Did you see that in the New York City district? And how much does that district use uncertified teachers, if so?
Well, New York State actually eliminated the temporary license, which was the uncertified portion of teachers, a number of years ago. And in our research on teachers in New York City, teachers teaching with a temporary license, uncertified, were the least effective of all of the teachers. So it seems like it is not a promising pathway for the Detroit schools.
Define effectiveness for me.
So we were looking at the impact on student achievement. So we used the gains of their students, of teachers, and this was using administrative data that looked at all of the teachers in New York City by those pathways, and looked at their impact on student achievement using a variety of different models. And what we found is that the teachers who were uncertified had students with the least gains in their achievement. So we really looked at the direct impact on student achievement.
We wanted to find out from the legislature why they wanted to do that. And we spoke with Republican State Representative Amanda Price. She's the chair of the House Education Committee. She told us last week why she supported allowing uncertified teachers.
It's another alternative way for teachers to enter the classroom. And I think it opens up pathways for a lot of folks who have a lot of expertise in areas and want to share them. And that's already available in the high school setting, but people who really are passionate about education and would like to have that opportunity in a city like Detroit.
Does she have a point there? I mean, it does bring in diversified staff, even if they are not certified to teach in an educational setting.
No, I think actually this is a very problematic approach, and it's something that we've seen over and over again when there's a shortage of teachers to open up the pathway into teaching and to lower the standards for the profession. Washington State pursued something similarly a number of years ago called the Einstein Law, which again was designed to attract more people with expertise into the classroom. There's no research I'm aware of that suggests that this is a positive approach to, again, improving student learning or student achievement. In some ways, it seems like it's really not serving the children of Detroit by allowing uncertified teachers into an area where they really desperately need really well-qualified teachers. We know that teachers make the biggest difference on student achievement. And so really thinking hard about the kinds of teachers you want to recruit into a district is a very important decision. And there's, as I said, no research I'm aware of that suggests that uncertified teachers are the solution.
I want to ask you, she mentioned it's allowed in high schools under some circumstances. Is having a certified teacher more or less important in elementary, middle school, high school?
I think that at any level of teaching, you would want to know that people are prepared not only with their content, but also with the understanding of how to teach that content. And it's exactly that form of knowledge of how to teach the content that's addressed in certification programs. So I guess my sense is that while that might look different at the different grade levels, not having certification means that you don't necessarily have preparation in, again, thinking about transforming what you know so that students can understand it. My own initial research was actually looking at teachers with or without teacher education to teach high school English, and they all had strong content knowledge. But the people who had not gone through teacher preparation or certification program had very little understanding of how to, again, take what they knew and make it accessible for students.
Pam Grossman is the dean of the Graduate School of Education at the University of Pennsylvania. She's done a lot of work over many years evaluating the effectiveness of teachers. Thanks very much for talking with us today.
Of course.